This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, glad you're spending time with us here as we start the week off with a quick sports note, because I know that we have some people listening to us in the great state of California. Some Dodger fans upset. I know some of you listening at KCAA sent me some quick thoughts about what the Dodgers would do, and others about the Padres. Only one Padre taker, though, and that was Joey. But the Padres actually upset the Dodgers, stunned them, in fact, to reach the National League Championship Series. The Phillies beat the Braves as well, maybe stunned them too. So they will meet in the Championship Series. I was watching that game and I'm sort of falling asleep because East Coast time was like 2 in the morning. But Jake Cronenworth had a capped off a five-run Padres seventh with a two-out, two-run single on Saturday night. The Padres were actually in the hole 3-0, and so it looked like there was going to be this game 5, but they came back in a very big way. So they won the National League Division Series 3-1, and now they go up against Philadelphia. All of that starts later this week. We'll preview that when we get back into the man cave, and of course we'll have whether or not we had a winner with the Cowboys-Eagles game, and so much more when we do our man kits, because we'll do them all week long. Before we get there, though, there were some things that happened leading into the weekend, and some, gosh, really sad, the Raleigh shooting. And I know many of you feel for the people there. I do, too. A 15-year-old is going to be charged as an adult for carrying out a mass shooting. 5 people died on Thursday in Raleigh. And the suspect was just a white teenager who was taken into custody by the police after they hunted for hours through the Greenbelt area of Raleigh, North Carolina. And this was like 2 miles that it stretched out, the areas that they were looking. One of the 5 victims was an off-duty police officer shot on his way to work. So awful. All the stories are awful. And there were so many 911 calls where there people were saying, look, it looks like a gunman walked by us. I saw something in the window. There's a kid running around with a shotgun. He ran back into the woods. He's got camouflage on, that kind of thing. But you had people it doesn't seem like there's any connection. You had somebody who was in their early 50s, 40s, 30s, 16 years old, and boy, you read the story and you read these stories and it's just so much, the families, the community, they're just, And of course you're going to be. Imagine if that happened to any of us. It's a sleepy community. You're enjoying your life and you happen to be exercising, walking dogs, doing whatever you're doing, and then you fall prey to this situation. And you have so many people saying, well, it could have been us. I was just there 10 minutes ago. It's the typical, thing that we see. So you have the North Carolina governor saying, Roy Cooper, we're sad, we're angry, we want answers to the questions. The questions need to be answered. No neighborhood, no parent, no child, no grandparent, no one should feel that in their communities. And of course, we all agree on that. Nobody wants to go through that. Nobody should have to go through that. It's just complete senseless violence. That's it. It's just senseless. Really sad to hear about this. He was one of my favorites. Do you know the name Robbie Coltrane? If you don't, he was Hagrid in the Harry Potter films. He died at 72, and his agent released that, I think, late Friday. But he'd been in a bunch of other series. He was in GoldenEye, which I remember. He's also in The World Is Not Enough. I'm a big James Bond fan from the time I was little kid. But he was really good as this Hagrid character. He just embodied him, and it made him famous, because he was this half giant half human character, and he liked the books. He loved the books. He read them to his own kids, and so for him to be able to play that role, I guess, was a very, very big deal. So rip to Hagrid, one of my favorites of all time. He was just a wonderful actor in that role, and like I said, that happened as we were heading in to the into the weekend. All right, something else that we'll be talking about, of course, later in the week is some of what's happening at the border, because now there's been a reversal in policy. What was now, since April, not allowed to happen is happening again, and it's called Title 42. And what Title 42 means is that because it's a public health thing, you use emergency public health authority to allow the United States to keep immigrants, migrants, illegals, whatever you want to call people who are trying to come over and get asylum, from seeking asylum at the border. And that was initially instituted during the Trump era in 2020, because it was supposed to limit the idea was to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Now, because of the struggles with so many Venezuelans who are walking or swimming across the border, they're saying we have to expel them. Any Venezuelan who comes in illegally or enters Mexico or Panama is going to be ineligible to come to the United States. But you've got a lot that are they going to be accepted at U.S. airports? The idea is they will be accepted at U.S. airports like the Ukrainians, but not doing the border crossing thing. So now that is a very big turn from what we've seen in the past. So this new policy is completely different than what was initially that what was taken off the books in April. So what does that mean? That you only can do it the lawful way, that you have to enter the U.S. by flying to the U.S. So there are a lot of people that are upset. There's a lot of people that think it's good and have it be in effect. But there's a serious crisis with this. And my prediction is, because of what's happening in Venezuela, it's just going to get worse. So something has to be done, because they can't control the surge at the border. I mean, that's basically the gist of it. What do you do when it's out of control and you have no control? You got to do something. So what is that something you're going to do? And here it is, ironically, a law that was controversial when Trump put it into play, but now it's necessary to stem the rising tide once again, and it's actually being challenged even in court. So then here's the other thing. What happens in the court case? What do they do there? Because now it's being, supposedly, it's being used again. So it's being used again. How do you challenge that, right? I mean, how's that possible? Also coming up this week, we're going to talk more about the aftermath of Hurricane Ian and what's happening with some of the people that were caught up that in Florida, because I know so many of you were really kind. You were concerned about, was I hit by it? And we were, but very minimally, because we weren't in the eye of it at all. So it was debris and things that didn't, really matter. But I certainly know people in the area, and we're going to have a chance to talk to some of them, and we'll be doing that in the next couple of weeks here on the air, too, as well. All right, stay with us. More coming your way next.
You're unbelievable.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, going to the man cave.
Never, my friends. A dull moment in the man cave. Thanks for hanging with us and sitting in the man cave with me, or the woe man cave. It was all about the Commanders ending the losing streak. Do you believe they held off the Bears? It was such a boring, low-scoring game, I must say. But there were a few bright moments in it, like rookie running back Brian Robinson scored his first career touchdown in that win. The Commanders were trailing 7-6 through the fourth quarter. He plowed his way into the end zone for that go-ahead score, and that helps Washington improve to 2-4 on the season. And you think of this milestone, this is a comeback for him. He was medically cleared to return to practice. He made his debut last Sunday against the Titans, rushing for 22 yards off 9 attempts. And on Thursday, he carried the ball 17 times, rushed for 60 yards, and the game-winning TD. That's the key thing here. Because if you don't know the story about Brian Robinson, he was a victim of a carjacking and was shot. He was shot. So imagine that. He gets his chance at an NFL career, and then that happens, and it could have easily ended his career, ended his life. But the key thing is it didn't. So that is a feel good story, because he was shot in the leg in D.C. is when this happened. It was an attempted robbery. So, luckily, non-life-threatening injuries, but could have been really bad for his career in Washington. But he pushed hard and made it happen and came back. And yay, yay, yay. That's the good part of that story and how it ends. And like I said, it is all about the football, because here's something else that came out of that game. Daniel Snyder, no longer under any NFL restrictions. That's what his attorneys are saying. And so now there is this big meeting that's going to happen on Tuesday, because there's this push to really, frankly, dump him. I think the owners want him to sell. The NFL has said Commissioner Roger Goodell will discuss the issue with Snyder upon the completion of a league-commissioned investigation that was conducted by attorney Mary Jo White into allegations of sexual misconduct and financial impropriety. And Snyder and the team have denied all the allegations. The team, through attorneys, portrayed Snyder's status differently. So what is going to happen here? There was an interesting moment during this broadcast. It was still weird to see Al Michaels as part of this whole Amazon thing, but regardless, they showed a shot of Snyder and then talked about the fact that he was supposedly digging up dirt on other owners. So he's trying to kind of stave off the other owners with that. You know, it'll be interesting to see where this ends up, because he's said that all along. He's denied that. And, you know, so there you go. So the owners will meet Tuesday in the Big Apple at their regularly scheduled quarterly meeting. No formal actions by the owners regarding Snyder are expected, with a final report by the House Committee on Oversight and Reform and the findings of Mary Jo White's investigation pending. But it's murky. Let's put it that way. It's murky, and there is that push. There is no question about it. All right, speaking of the push is on in the playoffs in baseball. So Juan Soto is fun to watch, right? And he joined the Padres after the Nationals traded him at the August 2nd deadline. And he's a well-liked player. And you look at the Padres, and that game is pretty interesting. Beating the Dodgers on Wednesday, Soto and his team returned to Petco Park, tied at one in the best of five National League Division Series, with games 3 and 4 scheduled for Friday and Saturday. In September, he was kind of mired in a slump. Padre fans booed his final two at-bats of an 0-for-4 day. But in the postseason, he is 5-for-20, 2 walks, and no extra base hits. And so, you know, there you go. He is sailing along. And Soto is one of those guys, if he can get hot at the right time, this is the big stage. He says he likes the big moments, and he does. We've seen it. And the Padres are certainly relying on him to come up big for them now that the series is switching back to their own territory. And it's a fun series to watch. I mean, all these are fun because it's the playoffs. The playoffs are very different when it comes to really any sport, but when it comes to Major League Baseball, you can clearly see that. And you look at Thursday, October 13th, the Astros now lead their series, the Mariners, to zip with a 4-2 win. Jordan Alvarez is owned in October. I mean, again, he was the smash machine. The Guardians and the Yankees, their game had to be postponed because of bad weather, so they'll take that up on the 14th on Friday. And in the other series, the Phillies and the Braves, they're back at it. That series is tied at one, but they're back in Philly at Citizens Bank Park. And we'll see what Game 3 yields. Same thing as I mentioned with the Dodgers and the Padres. That series tied and now going back to San Diego. This is fun to watch. Like I said, the postseason is the best time period. If you haven't really paid that much attention during the year, it's okay. You can easily catch up and flip and watch a couple of games. And I think when you're not into baseball, it's some of the best baseball that you'll see. I mean, there is a chance it will pull you in. It's current. It's a big weekend for college football. I'm a big fan of college football. I haven't talked a lot this year about college football in our limited time in the Man Cave, but Michigan and Penn State, a huge rivalry. At the Big House, it will be in Ann Arbor. So Michigan undefeated 6-0, 3-0 in the Big Ten. Penn State 5-0, 2-0 in the Big Ten, undefeated. And that's an early kickoff, like 11 o'clock kickoff. Auburn and Ole Miss, this is always fun. Ole Miss is ranked 9th, so while the Nittany Lions were 10 and Michigan 5, Ole Miss is 9, taking on Auburn. And then you got 19th ranked Kansas taking on Oklahoma. It's a different kind of Oklahoma. It's a tough year for them. They're 3-3, 0-3 in Big 12 games. But, you know, Texas is competitive. They're 4-2. They're taking on Iowa State, hosting them, in fact. So that'll be in Austin. Minnesota and Illinois. Illinois is ranked 24th, 5-1, 2-1 in the Big Ten. And this is always a good game to watch between both of those crews. So we have some undefeateds that are going after each other, like Clemson and Florida State is a big rivalry, and that's going to be in Tallahassee. Clemson is ranked 4th, of course. And another game I think that'll be a lot of fun to watch will be USC and Utah, because you don't know what's going to happen in Salt Lake City. There's a little magic that seems to happen, but boy, you look at the Trojans and they are loaded. Between running back and wide receiver, and of course, you know, their quarterback, same thing. Caleb Williams been having a really solid season. His stat line looks good, but it's about getting that clean game in there. No interceptions and rushes and sacks and the things that can throw a quarterback off his game. So there's some big rivalries going on in college football this upcoming weekend, worth ducking your head in on some of those games. And a big reminder that NFL season, we do Nail the Score every Tuesday in our last segment of our first hour. You can call in and just levy a guess at whatever teams I pick for the game of the week. That's all you have to do. You don't have to analyze it, any of that good stuff. You just pick a side, tell me what the score is going to be, and if you nail it, you win!
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Russia's struggling invasion of Ukraine has faced problems from poor coordination to unmotivated soldiers, but overwhelming and aggravating all was a critical blunder in the war's early days, say Western military officials. Failure to win control of Ukraine's skies. Without air superiority, Russia has been unable to stop Ukrainian attacks on its soldiers with U.S.-supplied high-end weaponry. Having fired her chancellor of the exchequer days ago, UN Prime Minister Liz Truss must now battle to save her own job after what many political analysts and members of her own party regard as the worst start to a British premiership in modern times. Mrs. Truss's popularity rating is the lowest of any British prime minister since the early 1990s, according to polls, after a turbulent few weeks that saw her plan to boost growth through the biggest tax cuts in a generation. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Appreciation of self. Do you ask yourself the question? Have you ever asked yourself the question, what is my purpose? There are a lot of interesting questions that are answered in this book, Self-Knowledge and Spiritual Yearning. E. Douglas Brown joins us. Dr. Brown, thank you so much for coming on and talking about your book. Thank you.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to do so.
So what is it that we don't have an appreciation of self? Why is that?
One of the major reasons we do not have an appreciation of self is because we haven't been taught the language and the reality of what self is, what we really are. Going back to what you were mentioning a moment ago, what is the purpose of self? My knowledge of myself or my self-consciousness, what is it for? Is it simply to abide in my physical body, to live, you know, become a unique person? Or is there some more to this? Are there some more pages and chapters to self-consciousness and self-awareness? And it clearly is. And psychology has been, we have been fundamentally told it is, or described, and whatever. Our understanding of psychology is half-baked, so to speak. Our concept of psychology begins and ends with self-awareness, namely the ego self, the self that we become aware of as we grow from infancy to toddlerhood and what have you. But this is not, in fact, the whole of the self. The self, what we call the self, let's use the phrase my mind, my brain, my hand. Well, who is the MY we're talking about here? What is this M-Y? And that M-Y is the soul. That M-Y is the spirit or the self. So self-knowledge is integral to psychological health and well-being. And this is what I discuss at length in my book, Self-Knowledge and Spiritual Yearning, why it is important and exactly what it is.
Yeah, so tell us what it is. What exactly is this? And you go deep in your book, and obviously people can get your book on Amazon, Self-Knowledge and Spiritual Yearning, the Role of Spirituality in Psychological Health. But what is it?
The self, you see, is a link. This is an innate, inborn link that we have with the Creator. Self-awareness and self-knowledge, which we all have, we all are aware of, this self-knowledge is what we cultivate during the course of our life. This is a link with the divine. This is a link with spirituality. You see, once we cross the threshold of the biophysical, the biological, we're in the world of spirituality. For example, were you to do a lobotomy on my brain, you know, you cut through my skull, that 3.5 pounds of silly putty between my two ears, right?
Uh-huh.
That's my brain, but that's not myself. That's not my mind. You see, the self, or my awareness of myself, including my mind, is greater than the body. It is greater than my biological person. And the entity that brought me into existence, that entity that created my body, you know, the physical vessel that I am, obviously I'm in, that's part of my personhood, that same entity provided me with a divine paradigm for self-development, a divine paradigm for self-development. And this is the area of psychology, so to speak. This is the area of self-development and self-knowledge that we have some significant gaps in terms of our understanding of what psychology is and what psychological health is. Spirituality is not synonymous with quote-unquote popular religion.
Mm.
Spirituality is, in effect, a very character of the human nature. The human nature, because we are self-aware and we're self-conscious and we have free will, these all constitute metaphysical elements of our being. This is what constitutes our spirituality. And it's very important that we proceed, if we choose to do so, to develop this self-knowledge in the way that's healthy, in the way that's consistent with balance, healthy development, and peace of mind and healing.
And what do you think is happening today with people? I think that is so lost for so many people.
I think that what has occurred, and I elaborate on this in my book, the concept of spirituality or the soul or the self has been diluted tremendously. Self-consciousness has essentially been relegated to a synthesis of neural electrical impulses, sensations, if you will. All of this culminates in consciousness. This simply is a matter of physical consciousness. When I look at myself in the mirror, I'm looking at my body, my physical characteristics, and what have you. That's my physical outer person, outer self. Carl Jung, you may be familiar with Dr. Carl Jung. The late, he was a neo-Freudian. He was one of the students of Freud. I remember one of his a quote of Jung that I thought was very powerful. Jung said that the world will ask you who you are. The world will ask you who you are. And if you don't know, the world will tell you. See?
Yes.
The world will ask you who you are. And if you don't know who you are, the world will tell you who you are. In other words, you will be given an idea of who you are as a person, a self, an individual, But that emanates from the world. That emanates from, you know, our life, everyday life and what we're taught in schools, our cultures, our communities, you know, the template of knowledge, traditions, and beliefs that we get from society and what have you. But this is inadequate. Many people are unaware of the fact that modern science, that contemporary science has completely debunked. For example, the idea that human beings are the products of evolution, from ape whites, from humanoid. This has been completely debunked by science, by modern science. Human beings did not emanate as a process. We are not the products of an interspecies evolutionary process. Now, one might ask, what has this got to do with self-development? Well, let's look at that for a moment. William Wundt, Dr. William Wundt, his name was William Wundt. He's considered the father of psychology, the father of what is called, what we have known as laboratory psychology. William Wundt was a Marxist, and because of his personal beliefs and his orientation and ideology, he did not believe in a supreme being. He did not believe in a God, or he did not believe in spirituality. And he wanted to develop a science of psychology that was primarily rooted in the laboratory. And so Wundt dismissed all of the jewels of knowledge, if you will, the information that had been gathered centuries prior to that time about the self, about the personality, about what it means to have self-knowledge that could not be examined, so to speak, in a laboratory, that was not amenable to direct sensory verification, these kinds of things. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he developed a concept of psychology. His idea of psychology was essentially the study of behavior. Wundt believed that human beings were no more than animals. You simply could condition a human being, you know, reinforcements, punishments, et cetera. You could shape and condition the human being in terms of behavior. You could, through retention and repetition, you could teach people, if you will, to have certain beliefs and philosophies, and they will identify with these beliefs and philosophies. And if you define them as part of the self, they will eventually accept this. So what we're saying is that the psyche in psychology was ignored. The word psyche means self.
Yeah.
It means soul. It means mind. And what has happened in our time, and actually before our time, is that the self as the spirit, as the soul, this inner me, this me that ponders, that wonders, that asks, where did I come from? Why do I exist? What is the purpose of my life? That self, you see, that authentic self that leads to self-knowledge has been ignored. And this is one of the reasons why Carl Jung even said, if people lose the idea of God or the idea of a higher being, of a creator, the incidence of psychological disorders and maladies will increase. They will spiral because human beings, so to speak, they lose that spiritual umbilical cord or that link that ties them to the greater universe and gives them a sense of purpose.
Yeah. Wow. And your book, that's a perfect place to end this, The Umbilical Cord. You unravel so much of that. The book is so interesting. Self-Knowledge and Spiritual Yearning. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Dr. Brown, thank you so much.
Yes.
The The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Show and so many others, what's going on in Ukraine. The latest is Vladimir Putin threatening further harsh responses, and we know what some of them have been after massive Russian strikes once again. Really, really sad what we're seeing. It is my pleasure to welcome my friend to the show, Greg Stebbin. He's got a new book out, Does Putin Have to Die? The story of how Russia becomes a democracy after losing to Ukraine. Greg, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. It's great to be here.
So you spent so much time in and around Ukraine and brought amazing stories to us and still are bringing amazing stories to the United States and many, many other listeners. And now you've got this book, and of course with the title, you know, right away it jumps out at you, Does Putin Have to Die? And then, of course, the second part, the story of how Russia becomes a democracy, like I said, after losing to Ukraine. So explain the title. How does that happen?
Well, I think today is a perfect day to be talking about this. How can this end with Ukraine? First of all, I am completely unwilling to accept, as are the Ukrainian people and many other leaders and citizens of the world, that this can end with anything but Ukraine winning, and winning meaning the the Russians leave, the Ukrainians get all their territory back, including Crimea. There's nothing aggressive about that as the goal. It's merely giving Ukraine back what is rightfully theirs. So I refuse to accept that this can end in any other way. And if you refuse to accept that it can end in any other way, how can this end with Vladimir Putin, without you at least debating, can he be alive to allow the Ukrainian people to have that victory? And I think, you know, as we say in the book, and we should talk about my co-author a little bit too, I don't think the determination of whether Putin will live to see the end of this war or not is up to anybody other than Vladimir Putin. You know, I think if he left tomorrow, he could certainly arrange, he certainly has the money and the power to arrange to go somewhere in the world and be safe for the rest of his life. But if he stays, there are a lot of people that want him dead. And it's not just Ukrainians. There's a lot of people in Russia who want him dead, too. He's a dead man walking if he doesn't give it up and get out.
Wow, I so agree with that. I've said that, and you even have a bigger beat on it, especially in the conversations you've had with your co-author. Tell us about the co-author.
Yeah, his name is Ilya Ponomarev, and his name may not be familiar to you, but some of the things he's done will be. For instance, he was a member of the Russian parliament from 2007 to 2016. He was the only member of the Russian parliament to vote against the annexation of Crimea in 2014. So the only one who opposed Putin on that. And a few months later, he was in California on official Russian Duma or parliament business, and the Russian government forbid him from ever returning home. He has not been home to Russia since 2014. He now lives in Ukraine. But he said at the time that if this annexation happened, it would eventually lead to a full-scale invasion of Ukraine by Russia. We're seeing that now. And he also said at the time that if the Russia invaded Ukraine, he was going to fight on the side of Ukraine, and that's what he's doing. But ultimately, the point of the book is this. He believes that it is possible for the right leader to return to Russia and turn it into a democracy, to give the Russian people a new constitution, new laws, free and fair elections, and for them to live with the kind of democracy and freedom that we do. And he's frankly been working on this for a long, long time, and it's pretty clear that if it's going to happen, it's going to happen sometime soon.
And do you think we're seeing signs of what the people know and what the people want with these protests and the refusing to be mobilized and be forced to serve in this effort of Putin's to take Ukraine?
Well, I've learned a lot since I went to Poland and went into Ukraine and since I spent the last, I don't know how many months, writing this book with Ilya. And one of the things that's very tricky for us in the West is you cannot judge the people of that part of the world, not just Russia, but I'm including the Poles and the Ukrainians. Their view of the world and the way they think is very different than ours. Their relationship to history is very different than our relationship to history. Their relationship to one another. So it's tricky to try to think about what the Russian people will do by comparing them to the American people. So one of the things that's really interesting about what's happening in Russia is there's very few protests about the war in Ukraine. We've recently seen protests, but those were not protesting the war. They were protesting the mobilization. Mm-hmm. And that does not send a good signal to the world that the Russian people will ever want democracy, because it looks like they don't have a clue about what democracy is. And to some degree, that's probably true. They've lived in a vacuum of information and media for a long, long time. So a lot of what's going to have to happen is education. But at the end of the day, who doesn't want to be free? You remember the Ukrainians 30 years ago were part of the Soviet Union. Their road to democracy has not been without its problems, but look at how strong they are willing to fight for democracy and freedom today. Same thing with the Poles and many others that were part of the USSR back then, but have discovered the value of having freedom in their lives and are now willing to fight for it. And I believe, and Ilya certainly believes, the Russian people will fight for it too. They just have to remember what it is that's worth fighting for.
Ooh, so good. The foreword of your book, tell us about that.
Well, it's a little shocking, frankly. If you were going to write a book called Does Putin Have to Die, who would be the craziest person you could get to write the foreword for the book?
Putin,
that's right. And so I made it my goal to get Vladimir Putin to write the foreword for this book, Does Putin Have to Die? And I was successful. Now, to be honest, we didn't call him up and say, hey, Vlad, would you write the foreword for us? What I did was, or I should say we did, we went out and found a speech that he gave that is so shockingly pro-democracy. When I first read it, I thought to myself, I think this is a speech that Ronald Reagan gave, not Vladimir Putin. It's a speech he gave 2 weeks after 9/11. He delivered it in German to the German parliament. And if I read you parts of this, you will be shocked by how pro the West and pro-European, pro-democracy, pro-freedom, pro-human rights he is for the world and for the Russian people. And somehow over 20 years, he went from that to what he is today. I think that alone is a lesson for all of us. What happens when there's power and money and greed? This man is a perfect example of how corrupt one person can become.
Ooh. And for Ilya, you know, you talked about him being in Ukraine. Is he safe?
You know, it's funny. There's two questions he gets asked all the time. And you'll remember the last time I was on the show with you, I was talking about doing these daily shows on an online network called Beams, B-E-A-M-Z. Yeah. So I do a show with Ilya every Thursday. And very early on when we started doing these shows, every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern, you know, one of the first two questions people wanted to know, because these shows are interactive, is, you know, are you safe and why aren't you dead? Because he is on the Putin kill list. So let me take the first one first. Is he safe? You know, the first time someone asked that, he shrugged and he said, I'm in the middle of a war zone. I'm as safe as anyone else. So, sure, there was a ton of bombing in Kyiv today. He lives in Kyiv, so he certainly was at risk as anyone. But you might even say he's even more at risk because he's on the Putin kill list. And, you know, his kind of typical response to that is, I keep a machine gun by the door.
Wow. A machine gun by the door. Fascinating stuff, Greg Stebbin. Where can we get the book? Amazon and wherever great books are sold, right?
Is it the same place you can get Kate Delaney's book that I heard about just before you invited me on the show? So my recommendation is buy both and do it right now.
There you go. Greg Stebbin, awesome. Thanks so much for joining us and good luck with the book.
You bet. It's great to be here.
So the book again, Does Putin Have to Die? The story of how Russia becomes a democracy after losing to Ukraine. Ooh.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
the Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.